Hello, everybody, and welcome to Bottom News. I'm your host, Patrick Russell.
And I'm Roscoe Hutchinson.
Today, we're joined by our good friends, Howie Heller, Alex Jahari,
and Emily McInerney,
and Charlotte Payne. It's a big day for Bottom News as we have our first women on the podcast.
Women.
Yay.
Boo.
Boo.
No women.
Hashtag empowered.
Today, we're having a panel discussion on the meaning of life. Alex, would you like to go first?
Yeah. Is this mic on?
Yeah, it's on.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can hear you. You're all good.
Okay. So I think the meaning of life has to do with the connections you make along the way and the experiences you have. You want to do the most for the people you care about. So, yeah.
But when you die, none of that matters.
Well, if nothing is after death, okay, that's way too deep.
Yeah, this is a deep podcast.
Okay.
I would say to your thing, I would say, do you believe that life is something you want to fulfill others, not yourself?
Yes. 100%.
You don't believe in self-fulfillment?
Well, you want to fulfill yourself to some extent, but you want to leave something behind for others.
I feel like they're interconnected. Like,
exactly.
You fulfill yourself by fulfilling others.
That's true. That's a good point. Who's the most important person in your life, Alex? Who do you want to fulfill?
Okay, probably my brother, I think.
AJ?
Mm-hmm.
I heard he's quite the troublemaker.
Troublemaker?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But from where? Where'd you hear
my sister, actually.
Oh, the word on the street.
Oh.
Yeah.
Guess it runs in the family, huh?
Do you want to delve into that, Alex?
Yeah, how do you view your past mistakes in this?
Is that a shot, Patrick?
A little bit, but
how do you
make up for this mistakes? If your legacy right now is troublemaker, and I know you're a great guy, you're one of my best friends, but like, if your legacy is troublemaker, how do you improve yourself? How do you make a legacy better?
You just have to move on.
To move on?
You can't sit there and reflect on what you did. You just have to try the best you can to be a better person.
Once it's in the past, is it like even real anymore?
It's a good point, Roscoe. It's a good point.
Did it even happen?
So you're saying ignore your past mistakes.
No.
I feel like you can't just the Mandela effect, if it happens or not, you know?
I think everyone knows that Alex Jarry has 44 demerits and was almost one away from getting kicked out of school.
Really? You don't have to delve into his past.
You didn't know that?
I actually did not know that.
Well, apparently no one knows that.
So. Well, the whole world's going to know now.
Yeah, now everyone knows.
All 40 of our listeners.
That's
we got 35 listens last week.
That's huge.
That's a
big number.
One of them was me.
Thank you.
One of them is also me. We did our research.
Yes.
All right, but
really care about
so to you, Alex, the most important thing is legacy.
Yeah. Well, not as much like legacy as like a fame standpoint, but just leaving something behind, you know?
What do you want your legacy to be when you die?
I want to have children. I want my children to have a nice life growing up, and they won't have to worry about a lot of things.
That's really nice. What do you think happens after death?
So I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is some form of afterlife. I feel like there has to be, because there has to be someone greater than us. I feel like it's just only logical in my head. So I feel like you either go to heaven or hell, and that's reflected on your actions when you're on earth.
I know you're a Greek Orthodox. Do you feel that the God you believe in is the Christian God fully? Like, is the Bible God the God you believe in, or do you think there's some changes?
I actually had a talk about my dad going to church the other day about whether or not I believe the Bible 100%. And I came to the conclusion I don't really believe everything that is written in the Bible, like word to word. Because some things, like, say, like, if you didn't accept Jesus at the time of your death, then you're going to hell automatically. But I feel like that's kind of, you know, you really think an omnipotent, all-loving God would just send someone to hell for not believing in Jesus? I feel like that doesn't make sense. So I feel like you're reflected for how you do on earth, and that determines whether or not you go to heaven or hell.
That's a good answer. Anyone have any thoughts on what Alex said?
Well, I mean, going off the Bible thing, I don't think we can take, like, everything from the Old Testament as, like, word of, like, the automatic law. Like, Genesis, I don't know. This is just my personal opinion, but, like, the creation story, for example, I don't know about, like, Eve taking the apple and, like, creating sin. Like, I feel like that's just something that people made up to, like, kind of explain it. You know what I mean? So I couldn't make up a new story to explain it, because there already is one. But
Yeah, it's hard to believe what's like real and what's fake, especially with stories like Adam and Eve, because it's obviously not true. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes it's like, do I really have to believe everything in the Bible? Because I feel like half of it's kind of made up.
Like, I feel like that's just up to your own interpretation. That like is part of being a Christian. Like, I am a Christian, and so obviously I believe in God, but then I feel like it's more up to me than to just go off of someone else's interpretation of it.
Peter 2:18, slaves, be subject to your masters with all reverence, not only to those who are good and equitable, but also to those who persevere. Perverse, not persevere. What does perverse mean? That's an interesting Bible quote. Does the Bible accept slavery?
Well, I mean, obviously slavery was a thing at the time. So, like, that's what I mean. It just doesn't...
Things have changed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Our world's constantly changing.
It's,
like,
yeah, it's an old book. And, I mean, it, you don't take everything from old books as, like, the word of God now. So, like, why would it apply the same way? I think the concepts, like, of having a certain set of... Like, God has a certain set of rules for us. I think that still applies. But I don't know that we have those exact rules set in stone.
Let's go next to Howie. Howie, what do you think the meaning of life is? What would you say?
I mean, I think that fulfilling others is a very big part of it, but I think it's also self-fulfilling. Like having fun, doing what you want, and being happy. That's what I think the meaning of life is, because if you're not happy and you're just living to please others, not that saying like helping others, like pleasing others, but like I think that being happy and doing what you want is a big part of the meaning of life.
So to you, what is the mix between being happy and being dutiful? So like, do you always choose to do things based on how much it will enjoy you, how much you will enjoy it? Or do you do things based on, or do you think that you should choose what's maybe more societal dutiful or community dutiful?
I think that it depends on what, like, individually, like, say if being dutiful to others brings you happiness, then by all means go out and serve, like Mother Teresa, just serve others and brings you happiness. That's great. But on the flip side of that, if, like, for some reason you hate everybody and, like, hate homeless people, then don't go out and serve homeless people. I think that it's all like personal, but at the same time, obviously just like don't be a piece of shit and then don't. Yeah. So I think it's all personal, based on what brings you happiness.
What's an area for you? Let's say you're doing your homework, right? And what would make you happy is not doing your homework and blowing it off and just doing like maybe like playing video games or watching TV, but you really don't want to do your homework. Do you think it's more important to be happy and not do your homework, or to do your homework because it is your duty as a student? And that may be a small example, but I think that you can apply that to a lot of life situations.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that because if, I mean, obviously, if you don't do your homework, there's going to be consequences after that, and then if those consequences make you unhappy, then I say do your homework. But if there are like no consequences and you're going to be happier not doing your homework and bearing the small consequence, then I say don't do your homework.
Can I chime in
first? Yeah, of course.
Also, I feel like it's kind of like you're affecting other people because your parents like are paying for your education, like education. And if you just like don't do your homework, it's kind of like a slap in the face. I'm like, do you really care? Like, do you care about your future at all? Like, we paid so much money for your tuition and stuff, and you're not even doing the basic work.
Well, can I also chime in? Yeah. I feel like immediate happiness is a little bit different than like long-term happiness. So, like, for example, I think my definition of the meaning of life is to, like, fulfill your goals, your personal goals. So, like, everybody has their own long-term goals, and that goes back to kind of what Howie was talking about with everything being personal. Like, my goals obviously are not the same as Emily's, but then, like, they still almost interconnect, if that makes any sense. So, I don't know.
But
yeah.
Go ahead.
I agree with like what you guys are saying. Where like, I mean, obviously not doing homework and it's failing school while your parents are paying for it. That's, I mean, for me personally, like, obviously that would not bring me happiness if I just flunked out of Marist.
Yeah, exactly.
But for some other people, I mean, I don't know. I would say that to an extent, do what you want to make you happy. But if it's to the point where it's detrimenting others and you're being a burden on them, then it's time to make a change, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the goals thing, Shar. If your personal goal hurts others, is that, like, let's say your personal goal is to be the richest person in the world. And then your life dream is to fulfill that goal. But if you exploit others to get there, is your life morally wrong? Or do you think that, do you think the meaning of life is to fulfill your goals? Is he justified because he wants that goal?
I mean, I would not say that, like, slave labor is justified. I think it goes back to, like, I mean, you can tie it back to, like, Nike, like,
yeah,
doing Nike. The work camps, like, sweatshops and stuff. And I don't think that's justified, obviously, but then, like, I don't know, it's hard to apply because, like, that's obviously not my, like, focus in life. So it's like, I don't know, while I do want to make money, I don't think it, like, has to do, like, I don't think that has to come from a place of, like, I don't know, I feel like it's hard to say, but then I feel like you don't have to get to the point with wealth where it's, like, excessive. And I feel like normal wages is something that goes along with excessive wealth. Like, you should be able to pay your employees. If you're making enough money to pay them, then why not pay them?
So let me ask a follow-up question. Is, let's say the top, like, 0.001%, your Bezos, your, like,
Elon Musk,
100 billionaires, are they morally wrong in being rich? Like,
no.
Ignore the fact that how they got the money, but it's the fact that they have that much money and there's no possible way they could use it. Are they morally wrong in keeping them that money?
I don't think it's morally wrong because they're all self-made. Like, if you are just inheriting all of this money, he's keeping like 3% of his wealth to give to his kids, which is still like an insane amount of money. Like, they're set for life still. But then he's giving like 97% of that to different charities and all kinds of things. So like he can enjoy it in his lifetime. And then once he passes, then it's almost redistributed, like not communism, obviously, but like it's going back to different people who might need it more. And I feel like that's a good strategy.
I think it's Zuckerberg who is giving his money. I thought it was
No, it's not Zuckerberg.
Is it Gates?
He's old. Warren Buffett.
Gates and Buffett, I think.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Gates is giving 100% of his money to the foundation.
And I'm going to jump in. And I'd like to preface this statement by saying I am not a communist. But I think it's impossible in the system we live in the United States for someone to make money and be a business owner without some sort of exploitation.
I agree with that.
I think it's almost impossible to be a billionaire without exploitation, and it is impossible to have $200 billion without exploiting the labor of someone else. When it comes to the question of is he morally wrong being rich, if you ignore how he got there and just say some random person got $200 billion, like morally, I think I wouldn't say they're morally wrong in having the money. I would say it's more of a moral balance between good and bad where it kind of evens out. I feel like they should give the money to people who need it, and I think a lot of them do, but I think if they're 100% self-made, then it's hard. Then I think they deserve it. But also, no one who's that rich is also that self-made. So
I think that, morally, I don't think that it's wrong to be that rich, especially because, like everybody's saying, a lot of them donate like a ton of money to charities and stuff. But I think that, like the system, or not like the system, but like. not capitalism, but like distribution of wealth in America is ways really set up for like extremely wealthy people. So I think that's more that instead of like them being morally.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's on the personal individual.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's on the system, if anything.
I mean, in my opinion, I feel like there is no justification for having like five houses and someone dying of hunger. Like the hunger, the need of the life is more sacred than anything else, and that it's more important that someone is able to live and eat and provide for their family than someone who to have more than $1 billion. So that's where I come from in this whole like.
But then I think it's also kind of hard. You can't really justify taking away someone's money, especially like we talk about these like the top 10%, like the wealth distribution, all that kind of thing. But I feel like it's also kind of hard to tell these people, hey, I know you made this money all on your own. We all started with the same opportunities. We all like a lot of this is entrepreneurship and like investing and all these things are like available to a certain extent to a lot of people. So it's almost like I want to say luck of the draw that they like use these resources and like their product really got set off. Like Bezos, for example, with Amazon, like he started in a garage just like everybody else. So then like I think it's hard to like say to him, hey, we're gonna take away half your profit and give it to all these different people.
I agree. I think that it is difficult to say that, but also the importance for Bezos to have $100 billion when he already has $100 million is nowhere near as important as someone who is as half the population who are dying to have that money to live.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just almost playing devil's advocate with this one. But like, what would be the incentive for these people to come up with these new entrepreneurial products and like really go out and try to make it in the world if they're not going to be able to keep 90% of what they earn?
I think the incentive, it's not like people aren't going to like, I don't want to get too political here, but
get political, Patrick.
I mean,
like, do it.
I don't think a high income tax will hurt, like will lower the interest in entrepreneurship.
Yeah,
and I feel like most people are not gonna make over $1 billion with their own like startup without any outside help or any exploitation or any without any like somewhat immoral causes are not going to make over $1 billion. That's like extremely rare. And even then, even if they made it 100% morally, the need of the poor and the need of the people who are dying is more important than someone having more than $1 million. And I don't think that doing that will hurt people who want to create their own business.
Yeah, and I think that's why like taxes should be exponential for I saw some like video on it, like builds like depending on how much income you have, like the income tax builds.
Yeah, there's a bracket.
But yeah. So but like I think it should be more.
The 1%, if you make over a certain amount of money, you pay like 40% of that money to the government. And people who are like in poverty don't pay income tax. I mean, I can look it up. I have my computer open. But yeah, there is an income tax bracket in America, and there is in most developed countries.
I do feel like the top 10% is very different than the top 1%.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So
and that should be.
Kind did you ever of see that video on Peace and Justice that Hammerlick shows? Where like.
Yeah, where it like has that.
It is absolutely insane how much I think 40% of the wealth in America is owned by the 1%.
Yeah. See, like that's unreal, but like. I don't
and it's grown since the 70s. It's grown since the 60s. But the 50s, we were So if you make,
thinking it's with the new entrepreneurship. Like people are coming out with these new products, and it's like they're making all these jillions of dollars. And like, what do you do with that? Like our economy is not set up for that. Does that make sense? Like we have these super companies like Amazon and Disney, and they're buying up everything, and this all goes to like.
What? It's eerily similar to 1900s America, like,
but like Rockefeller, like,
yeah, like that, yeah, whole, like, that was really bad, and that, and that's where it's better now, but the whole, the monopoly, like, Disney has a monopoly over entertainment, and Amazon has a monopoly over everything, and you could, Ashar, you could make the argument that these big businesses are hurting entrepreneurship even more,
because
if Bezos owns the selling market, then what's the incentive for somebody to say, I want to open up a shipping company, or I want to open up a store, a clothes store, when I can just sell them on Amazon, or Amazon already has the clothes and people are going to buy it for cheaper, they get there faster, they order from the house.
And that is a problem, like, and fast, you do need to fix that, and I don't, yeah, exactly.
Like Shein, like all these small businesses.
All these kind of small business.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No one's like supporting small business or anything. And like COVID and stuff, like all of that was shut down because everyone's ordering stuff like digital, like online, like with Amazon.
And that goes completely back to those like worker exploitation things, because these are completely run by like child labor kids.
I think Starbucks is like an example of a big company bullying or buying out.
Yeah. No, exactly. Like, it's just like being a small business in this time is just not, it's so hard to make it.
So I have a bracket pulled up here. If you make $0 to $10,000in a single household, you pay 10% income tax. Excuse me. If you make over $523,000, you pay a 37% income tax. So the 1% pays the same income tax as someone who makes $500,000, which is a big.
See, that's unreal.
Yeah, that's the fact that it's only 7 is ridiculous. And I mean, you could argue that the people are getting out of taxes. I mean, this is going to be really political, but Trump, there was reports that he got out of his taxes, and that's probably a good reason to believe that a lot of these wealthy individuals have gotten out.
Yeah, no, there's definitely like some underlying things going on.
I think a company just got in trouble for tax evasion. Who was it? Some old football player like donated money to his foundation, so he got the tax free, but the foundation money went to himself, so he basically just got like $500,000 tax free, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But that was a weird, you know, tax tangent for a while. Do you guys want to keep talking about this, or we go back to the meaning of life stuff?
This is a good topic.
It is a good topic.
I think it is. Yeah, it needs to be like talked about.
I think that with the like, cause there are ways. I mean, I'm not looking into this stuff too much, but like with charities and tax write-offs and stuff like that, like there are ways you can like get a ton off of taxes, and I think that people with money are like really good at getting tax write-offs.
NFTs.
Yeah, no, yes, I mean, exactly. I think these people with money tax evasion. Have money for a reason. Like, I don't, it's not like.
I don't know, if it's legal too, it's like, they just.
It's just smart business.
Moves. Yeah.
There's a difference between smart business and.
I think we need to reduce.
Look at this. The runner of Cancer Fund of America has an annual salary of $230,000.
Hey, that's a lot.
Like, that's crazy. The guy who runs it, James T. Reynolds, makes $250,000 a year. And that's, like, he could make half of that and they give a bunch more money to charity. But tax write-offs are pretty crazy when you can kind of work yourself around. I mean, you guys saw that video in Hamlick's class of the wealth gap just growing, and then the fact that what we think it is versus what it should be than what it actually is. It's so different. And it's so hard to fix that because who is in charge of the country is people by 1%.
So. Exactly. That's the hardest part. That's what I was getting at the whole time.
I mean, I think wealth distribution gets a bad rep in this country because of the whole communist thing. Like, if you say wealth distribution, you immediately get labeled as a commie, even though we already have wealth redistribution.
Yeah, no.
So, like, I think interesting that happens. Sandwich. It's kind of sad.
Interesting.
So, meaning of life stuff. Roscoe, would you like to share your meaning of life? What you think the meaning of life is?
Okay, like.
We could do the fake one, but I feel like this is a very serious podcast.
Yeah, me and Patrick are going
to.
Like
we should. Our plan was to have like a fake one to like kind of, you know, start like, the conversation. But I feel like we could do it enough when we say the real thing.
Yeah. Definitely, it's like. I mean, this is a cop out, but
like find your own meaning and like do things that you enjoy. If you enjoy them, keep doing them. If you don't enjoy them, stop doing them. Don't hurt other people in their journey. And just keep on keeping on. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I have kind of the same meaning. I think the meaning of life is to live.
yeah, I mean, to fight till the death.
If you want to get into a religion thing, we can.
You're locked in.
I am an atheist for a variety of reasons, but I feel like I have to find my own reason to live, my own like meaning to live, and it's okay not to have a meaning to live. I think that what I try to do on a daily basis is to enjoy life, but also like live it. And I can say that I don't want to focus on what happens after death. I want to focus on I don't want to spend my life thinking of death. I want to spend my life thinking of life.
Does anyone believe in reincarnation?
Okay.
I don't believe in afterlife. I think of like our energy is just like going to a different. Like,
I also do. I watched a video on this during Emmaus. Actually, it was very good.
I think it's just as likely as anything else. I mean, we have no idea what happens.
That's like what that's what I think. Like religion is not really stupid, but like I guess some parts of religion are good, and but like. Most religion, I think, is kind of stupid, just because I think it's like it's just like we were saying before, it's like explanation for stuff that we don't know, like the afterlife, and then like a god in the sky or whatever. I don't know. I think it's kind of like it's just a way that we can wrap our minds around like the stuff that like we can't explain. So
yeah, like I'm sorry.
I think organized religion has some problems. Like
the church, and
like
stuff,
the Catholic Church. Like I mean, diss the Catholic Church, but like. You can just look at like selling indulgences, like the fact that they can't exploit what they used to.
Sexual assault by the priest.
That was true.
yeah, it's rough. No boy, no.
I think that anything is likely when you die. I mean, reincarnation is just as likely as anything else. So
I don't believe in like. The Golden Gates, like big man in the sky. I don't. It just sounds like a story book or something, like a scene from like that's
something like something good, like after death.
Like you have to put science in there. I feel like that's not science.
That even goes back into like the heaven versus hell. Like I don't think you can put people into two categories, and like that kind of is like a broad claim because I'm not denying there are bad people in this world, but then there's also they have like reasons for their actions, and that's like mentally something that's off in them. So it's like I don't know.
One thing that like kind of was like heaven and hell and like the church and whatever, like I remember it was like eighth grade, and like before eighth grade like purgatory, I remember like when we would do like prayers, we're like, oh, pray for their souls in purgatory. And like I did it one time where I was like doing prayer, and it was like Miss Paul, and I talked about purgatory, and she was like, oh yeah, we don't really believe that anymore. And like that was like really weird to me, because that was like we just like Catholic just stopped believing in purgatory. Like what? That makes no sense.
I feel like the Catholic idea, the Christian idea of like a hell is like a specific place, or a heaven or is a specific place. I think that's I can't wrap around in my head around somebody like punishing someone for eternity.
No, exactly. That's what I mean. Like I don't think we're that stationary. I just think that life's always changing, and like even in the afterlife.
I like the idea of like the Buddhist nirvana. I think that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
As like this kind of like just like you are nothing. You just become one with the universe, and therefore you are content. Like there is no like you're not like a body in heaven with somebody else. You're just kind of one with the universe. And maybe that's just like an interpretation of like actual physical death, because in physical death, you do become like one with the nature. And I feel like spiritually, I feel like that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, tell me why I believe more of like the Buddhist ideals than my own religion. Like,
did you guys?
That's the thing with like just religion in general. I feel like you can't like, I don't know. I'm a Christian, but like I don't go to church anymore. But like, I just feel like it's hard to put all of your beliefs into one other person's beliefs. Like, that's the thing that confuses me. Kind of like I'm not Catholic, but that confuses me with the Catholic Church, because everyone just follows exactly what the priest says.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if the priest says like, okay, we're actually killing is not wrong actually, then people would just be like, okay, that sounds good. But it's like. what? Like,
yeah, that's the problem I have with the Catholic doctrine. I don't think anyone's right or wrong. Like, I don't think that Jewish people will go to hell just because they didn't believe in Jesus. I don't think Islamic people will go to hell just because they didn't believe in Jesus. I find that to be so problematic because at its core, like Christianity, well, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism have basically the same values, but like the Buddhist, Taoist, like values and what are the other main Hinduist values? Like they have basically the same values of
exactly. I don't think you should start like because the whole Christian idea is if you believe in God and you trust Him, like that He'll save you, then you are saved. And then it's like, I just like if just because you don't believe in Jesus as the person, but you believe you can believe in everything that He teaches, what He does, like everything about that. And then you, they say that you can go to hell. Like I just don't, that doesn't sit.
It does depend on like the Christian faith you belong to. It. I think it's Protestants that believe it's just based on faith. So you can be a bad person, but if you believe in God, you'll go to heaven. I think Catholic is good deeds and belief in God will go to heaven. I think it's. I want to say it's Calvinists that believe that.
I don't think you're Protestant. Definition is right.
Okay. Let me look it up.
Did you guys ever read or see the movie Life of Pi?
Yeah. Oh, was that the weird like fish thing?
No, it's with the tiger.
Oh, I'm just kidding. No.
Life of Pi fish thing.
But
there was a movie. He's this fish.
He's from India, and he goes to mass, and he goes to this is before he gets stuck on the boat with the tiger, but he goes to mass, but he goes to the what mosque.
What the fuck? The secret magic gourd. I was thinking of life of pies.
Everyone, please go search up the secret
Calvinist,
magic gourd.
It's Calvinists that believe that we are predetermined by God to go to heaven or hell.
Wait, sorry, okay. Say it again.
Calvinists believe that we are predetermined by God to go to heaven or hell.
See, I don't know.
I don't even think God believes
and
that.
And I think Calvinism is a sect of method. I think Methodism is the Calvinist.
I am a Methodist. I
don't know what I am at this point. I mean, I technically am Catholic, but
I am Emily McInerney.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, yeah, but yeah, what I was going to say is that in Life of Pi, he goes to Mass, but he also goes to like Hindu and Buddhist things, and he also goes to Islamic things, and he is all four of these, or he's all three
clearly of me these at religions, this point.
But he's like... And he doesn't see how there can be a conflict between the three.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I wouldn't say I'm practicing Islamic or practicing Buddhist, but I do believe that at the core there's some sort of truth that it was based on. And you have to find the truth in it and try and apply that.
Have you guys ever watched The Good Place?
I've seen part of that.
Yeah. I love The Good Place.
It's a show and it's about someone who goes to heaven. It's about someone who died. It's about Kristen Bell goes to heaven. But I like. Do you care if I spoil it for you?
No.
Okay. So basically, she thinks she goes to heaven, but it's actually hell, or the bad place. And the way they explain it is that nobody since like the 1400s has gone to heaven, because everything you do is so nuanced. So say I buy flowers for a loved one, it's a good thing, right? But I buy those flowers from somebody who exploited child workers, then I'm doing a morally wrong thing by buying the flowers. So the moral, it's like a point system, and like the moral average of doing that bad deed is morally wrong. Like say I drink coffee, like if I buy coffee from someone that sports child, if I buy Nike, like it's not morally wrong to buy Nike, but the fact that they use sweatshops is morally wrong, so therefore...
Like do we know that, though? Like, do the consumers know that?
No, it's not... That's the thing, is it's not fair. That's the way they explain it in the way that in the show, they're like, hey, this is not fair. We need a second chance. And I feel like that, like, what we think is moral is so nuanced, and there's so much disagreement within the church. Like, the Bible does not have just a list of things that are moral and immoral.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be really nice if there was something that just said, this is moral, this is immoral. So I think it's hard for me to, like, everyone has a different idea of morality, and then the fact that someone could be, the fact that there's moral people and there's immoral people, but everyone is moral and immoral. Everyone has done moral things and immoral things. So that's one of my problems with the like traditional view of heaven and hell as like this. If you're good, you go there. If bad, you go there. But
also, this is kind of random, but do you ever think of like, what if like just a crazy like person just like wrote the entire Bible and everything's just fake? All those stories.
Yeah, and we have no idea.
Yeah, no, there's really nothing.
And there's proof that Jesus was a real person. I think that's pretty well known that Jesus was actually a real person. But
and Muhammad.
Muhammad was a real person.
He was a real person.
Jesus was a real person.
The Buddha was.
Was Moses real?
Well, they found his ark. Did y'all hear?
Did
they?
What?
Right.
Noah's ark.
I feel like that headline comes up every 5 years.
Moses is not real.
Confirmed, not real.
Wait,
we don't know if he is.
No, weird. Like these people aren't even real.
So Moses, no, Moses is like
our entire religion's based around
them. Yeah. See, that's the thing that kind of sets
me off. I'm like, is this whole thing just a fake?
Oh, JK, they just did not.
This is according to
the. I knew they figured out how to like recreate it because it was like a circle Noah's instead Ark? Of like a.
I think there needs to be an updated version of the Noah's Bible.
There's no proof that Moses is real, but there's no proof that he's.
That's true. I think that's what it is.
I don't know. That's the thing. But like, I just don't believe in.
I think Noah is fake. I think that the Bible.
Yeah, there's
like,
no way, dude. Like
the Bible. I mean, the Bible. Like you're looking. I don't think. Well, no one really looks at the Bible at face value. I don't think anyone does.
Yeah.
Unless you're like. Like people that do
like five,
but I think especially the New to Old Testament is mostly just parables and like I don't think like
it's
the Tower of Babel
morale,
didn't
like,
actually exist, but the idea of the Tower of Babel did. I think it's like Greek mythology or Roman mythology. Like maybe the stories didn't happen, but the importance of the story and the message of the story is a real thing. I think the Bible has a lot of good teachings. I think the Bible has a lot of really good. At its core, I think Jesus and Christianity have a lot of really good teachings.
And that's a part of like religion, because I think all religions, like the basis of most religions is like do good and like be kind to others, which I think that's like the good part about religion. But then like then people come and exploit it with like, which that's the part that makes me like kind of not like religion.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm not dissing anyone that is religious, and if you believe in like the Catholic teachings 100%, like as long as you're morally a good person, like doing the right thing, I feel like that's okay. But I feel like to me, there's a lot of problems with like what's going, like what is has happened and what is happening. And I think organized religion just it dilates the true meaning and kind of creates this like need for power.
Yeah,
that
like,
is not necessary.
Which is why I think like Buddhism is kind of cool, because there's no like central government, so it's just kind of like a spirituality that you can be a Buddhist. Like I can be a Buddhist right now if I wanted to.
Yeah, no, exactly. There's no like classism in it, which I think is nice. Like not even classism, just like no breaks. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to become like I can't become a Catholic overnight. Like I can believe everything
baptized.
That y'all believe, but I will not be a Catholic.
I think Islam much pretty simply just follow five pillars, right? But even that is difficult in itself, because you have to travel to Mecca. And, but I don't know about Hinduism. I don't know much about Hinduism, what they kind of believe in. But I think they believe in. Maybe Buddhism came from Hinduism. That was a really interesting discussion we just had.
Yeah.
We're at 44 minutes, so. Damn. We could end it now if you guys want to.
Okay, last question.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, actually, I don't have a question.
Also, what's your opinion on like LGBTQ and like the Bible and like
Catholics? Oh, 100%. Gay people deserve.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, right.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I think Cameron explained it really well. Is that the story that used to justify homophobia in the Bible? The story of the Sodomites. You know that story.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the story goes that there was a really bad town,
Sodom,
really bad town, and God was going to punish them. But there was like one guy there that was good, and so he sent some angels.
Lot.
Yeah, Lot. He sent some angels to like test Lot, so that like Lot like let him into his house, like that's like a, be hospitable, and then like everyone else in the town like was like came and wanted to like rape the men. So like that's like, and since like God said they're morally wrong, I think that's used as justification for saying that like sexual intercourse between two men is morally wrong. That's where the word sodomy comes from. Sodomy means I can't put this in. Misogyny means anal sex. So like, that's like kind of justification.
What?
For? I also think that, like, I mean, that's like, that's like actually probably my biggest problem with Christianity is that just like, and like the Catholic Church, like that's probably my biggest problem.
What's that like one church that's so homophobic?
No, I was just thinking.
Yeah.
Westboro Baptist.
It's Westboro or something.
I think it's Westboro Baptist.
Yeah.
Is it like a single church or like a
church, right?
They go on like rallies.
Yeah, no, I'm
it's
like Tennessee or something like that.
And Westboro Baptist Church is
it's a hyper Calvinist hate group.
Like God wants us to all treat each other with equality and stuff. Yeah, and I'm like that's
not like
this is something that I actually am trying. Like I believe that gay people are wrong. I mean, gay people are wrong. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Are not wrong. It's not wrong to be homosexual. And it's God, like, man. I think, I really couldn't have flubbed that any worse.
But, just edit everything else out except for,
I think gay people are wrong.
Podcast ends.
I think gay people are wrong.
I don't know. They said this is interesting. Westboro Baptist Church. Protests have been held against Jews, Mormons, and Catholics. Many protests have included Westboro Church members defacing the American flag, flying the flag upside down in the flagpole, and holding protest signs with statements, the most normal being God hates the F slur and thank God for dead soldiers.
How can you just
they just hate everybody. They hate soldiers. They hate everything.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so
have you seen the people like prank calling them? On like YouTube and stuff, and they're like, "That's I'm so good." Like, "Oh, we can help you."
Can we talk about cults?
Oh, I love me some
cults.
That's
what I wanted to make our podcast about, like cults.
Like genuinely, those interest me so much.
Yeah,
cults are crazy, man.
Cults and secret societies and cryptids.
We could do next episode. Right, you guys want to do the next episode about cults?
I can keep talking. I think it's gonna ring.
Oh, okay.
I just want to see.
Simply Having Wonderful Christmas Time.
Simply.
That's a cult. That's
no, it's not.
Hey, did you not know that?
Here, I'll play it. That makes me so like.
Did you not know that?
We don't have free air.
When the moon is bright, that is when they do their like ritual circles. They're like, "Wonderful Christmas Time." That's actually really so scary.
Okay. Does anyone else think that? Never mind.
Right. Say it, Roscoe.
What's that? Actually, I don't
know. How is this over here spamming the Westboro?
I really want them to pick up.
Oh. Whoa. So they're here somewhere at night.
This song's a bop, though. Sorry.
Shout out to the
cult. Paul McCartney sings this? Paul McCartney sings this song? Paul McCartney sings this?
What?
Paul McCartney sings this song.
You should all sing this.
No, I had no idea.
I ended it.
Whoa.
Did you know Paul McCartney has a song with Michael Jackson?
The spirit's up. Wait tonight.
I mean, that's kind of creepy.
How do you know the lyrics?
She's part of the cult.
Let me skip.
Simply.
Why are you butchering it?
Wonderful Christmas time.
There's a line.
Oh, wait.
I know
you're
all
you're playing it through the
play
headphones.
Play it in reverse. If you play it in reverse, you can hear the hidden message.
Right, you can hear it through the headphones.
Do you remember those like Dora the Explorer videos?
Were you hearing it through the headphones?
Yeah. Oh,
in reverse. Because
it started with like the spy.
I don't have my headphones.
Was that movie where they like, played in reverse backwards and it was like Spy Kids.
My name is by Slim Shady.
Spy or like it was like Sharknado and like Lava Boy.
Sharknado?
No. Sharknado. Boy and Lava Girl. Yeah. It was like
Abby Lee Miller. Was it
Sharknado? Who is Abby Lee Miller?
Abby's in her wheelchair. Just
they played like the song backwards, and everybody was like,
"Hell's
in."
So apparently this song is about Paul McCartney and his friends like holding like a devil's ceremony, and somebody walks in and they're like, "Oh, we're just simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Like, we're seeing the devil."
Paul McCartney was not a part of a cult.
The Beatles member?
Paul McCartney was not a part of a cult. I don't think.
No, he's not. But that's what it's about.
They're just like hypothetically speaking. Hey, if he was in a cult and this happened at this time.
Oh, that's a theory. Yeah, that makes sense. It's a weird song.
What's it with the cult where like they convince everybody like kill themselves?
Yeah, the cult. So that was
Jim Jones.
Had a cult in California.
They thought they were gonna get caught.
Yeah, and then convince the whole congregation with like 300 people to go to like South America, somewhere in South America, and then like a Senate, like there was like a huge like human rights debacle about whether he was like violating human rights, so they sent a senator down to like check. When the senator got there, they killed the senator, and then they all drank the Kool-Aid. And
that was a part of American Horror Story too. They also recreated that.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they're saying.
I hate to say this, I think I would be very susceptible to be joining into a cult.
I'm worried. I might get attacked by a cult.
No, I think like I would like believe them.
What cults are still out there?
I'm like gullible.
Christianity.
Well, I don't think they would.
Illuminati.
How to join cults?
Join the Christian.
This stuff is so interesting though to me.
Like the Wikipedia rabbit hole.
Like it's really.
Do you guys know about the Freemasons?
Yeah. Yeah, Freemasons.
They're still a thing.
Yeah. You know you can join. Street, yeah.
Like it's called the people.
I'm gonna join one when I'm joining.
Are the Freemasons?
I am.
It's a cult.
It's here, cool. Wait, Freemasons aren't a cult.
Because I don't want to. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you have the Mansons.
They're society.
Yeah, the Mansons. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That movie was insane.
We're here tonight.
Yeah, it's about the Manson murders. Yeah, you can watch it. It's really good.
I want to watch that movie so bad.
The ending, it was like, it's a Tarantino. It's like the first part. So I like, because I didn't know anything about the Manson murders before. Yeah. And then like, so the entire time, I was like, what the hell is this movie? And at the end, that was like, it was actually insane. It was so good.
Do you watch like the BuzzFeed videos like explaining like Unsolved and all that stuff?
Oh, I love BuzzFeed.
I'm obsessed with the like murder mystery stuff.
Yeah. Oh, dude. One time I spent like 3 hours reading about like child, like kid, like people being held in like small areas for like 20 plus years. I'm like,
oh.
like
that stuff is a lot. Wall.
Like 20 plus years, like
for literally like
were they fed
their whole life?
Yeah.
Yes, Howie.
That would not be fun.
Kidnapping bad. Kidnapping bad.
Jim Jones. Jim Jones imported monkeys and sold them door to door as pets in order to raise money for the.
Who?
Jim Jones, the cult guy.
Oh, that guy's crazy.
He's a genius. I think those guys are crazy geniuses.
Let's cut it. All right. Thank you guys for coming. It's been great. This has been Bottom News with Patrick
and Roscoe Hutchinson.
And guest star Emily McInerney.
Follow me on Instagram.